Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your morning update for this Thursday. It's May 2nd. Brought to you by C&H Insurance, who begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service, too. You know, they strive to give everyone who walks through their door special attention and, of course, the best customer service possible. That's their priority. It's what they do. Agents, well, they've got over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They're licensed in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona, too. For all your insurance needs, Justin, Jody, or Tammy is who you contact. Call them up, 218-773-0287. You can also drop by there at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest of East Grand Forks. Grand Forks Best Source, we insure with C&H Insurance. Maybe you ought to think about doing the same thing. Our weather today, rain on and off all day. Our high today, right around 54 degrees. Grand Forks Police Department conducted alcohol compliance checks with the assistance of area youth on April 30th. 19 businesses were checked, 13 businesses passed, while 6 businesses failed. Grand Forks Police conducts several compliance checks each year. The compliance checks are conducted by having a youth enter an alcohol establishment under the supervision of a police officer and in accordance with Grand Forks City Ordinance 21-0228. The underage youth will attempt to purchase alcohol and will in no way attempt to conceal their age. If a sale is refused, the business passes the check. If a sale is completed, it's observed by the officer and appropriate enforcement action is taken. Well, City of Grand Forks and the Grand Forks Airport are urging residents to respond to a survey they're conducting online. The airport is considering expanding, which would include adding destinations, the number of flights, and new commercial service. Officials say getting feedback from residents and businesses is essential. Business travel has been targeted as a key area for improvement at the Grand Forks Airport. Well, fans of UND star athletes can now buy authentic NIL merchandise, which stands for Name, Image, and Likeness. Sue Shop inside Ralph Engelstad Arena is selling the officially licensed jerseys and apparel. Portion of the revenue will be allocated directly to the student athlete. They also say every UND student athlete can participate in the merchandise program. UND Athletic Director Bill Chaves has opportunities that allow them to build their brands, connect with fans, and grow their sport is what NIL and UND is all about. And we've got more news for you right after this. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sass shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. And right now, all shoes at Churchill Shoes are 50% off. Go check it out. Well, Minnesota Twins fans will no longer be able to watch their favorite baseball team on Bally Sports North on Midco in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. The owner of Bally Sports North is in bankruptcy proceedings, and its deal with the cable streaming service has expired. In a statement to KFGO News, Midco said, "We're disappointed an agreement could not be reached with Bally Sports to offer Bally Sports North with the Twins on a 9-game, make that a 10-game winning streak now. It's disappointing that Bally Sports has declined multiple offers. We no longer have rights to this programming. We want to reach an agreement with Bally Sports that is fair to our customers." Think about it. No Twins on TV. Speaking of sports and the Twins, Jose Miranda and Willie Castro had 3 hits apiece. Alex Kirilloff homered as Minnesota defeated host Chicago 9-5 last night for their 10th win in a row. Twins are off today. Start a 10-game homestand tomorrow with Boston. Baseball yesterday, East Grand Forks over Red River. Boy, a tight game there, 8-7 the final. Today's games, West Fargo Cheyenne will play Central at 4:30, and then they'll play Red River at 6:30. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart at home against Manoman Wabat at 2, and then Fawcett at 4:30. Girls softball today has Red River at home this morning for an 11 o'clock game against Valley City. East Side will host Norman County East, Euland Hitterdahl at 4. Sacred Heart at home against Badger Greenbush Middle River. And girls soccer, Central at Fargo South, Red River at home against Fargo North. Those games are at 7 o'clock tonight. And that is your morning update, brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? iSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned area vehicles save time, money, and manpower. iSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at iSightDrones.com. What can iSight Drone Services do for you? Hey, all right, Dirty Thursday at 11 o'clock today, brought to you by River City Speedway. We are going to have a full studio today with Soda Street Stock drivers Josh Barker and Trey Hess, new NLRA late model pilot Tucker Peterson. They're all going to be here. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait. Hey, make sure you tune in, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us, too. Tell all your friends about us. Hey, you know, the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.